Coach Bill King, Joe Biddle. Hope you're staying cool out there.
Yeah, I'm in my office, so I'm staying quite cool right now.
Coach, take us back a little bit. I know you met with the media earlier, but we wanted to talk to you here on the press box and just talk about the whole process. I think some people were surprised considering you had LSU knocking on your door and other prized institutions. This is a school that hasn't played baseball since 81. Could you kind of let everybody in on what the interest level would have been for you or was not for you?
Well, I mean, it wasn't as much as I guess one would think. I mean, I started out as a consultant in this thing and helping them along with a program because I had started a program at Presbyterian, and then the consulting part of it turned into them asking me would I listen to what they're going to put in place. And I said I would, but, you know, I committed to nothing more than that. I mean, it was out west already. My wife was out west already. We went up there for a day. I knew some people anyway. And then, developed a relationship with the athletic director, who's a former businessman, very successful businessman. And from there, it just led to meetings with him. But, the last thing you want is for it to go further than that and make people think, like, my gosh, Vanderbilt's done all of this for you, you're greedy, you want more, or you're trying to play one school against another, and that was not the case whatsoever. I mean, I'm happy where I am, and the discussions that I have with Vanderbilt are always about progressing in our program. So it got to that point, and it's a little bit embarrassing for me, actually, and I could fully understand someone saying, why would he even acknowledge them? I think sometimes it comes with the territory. It's kind of a thing that happens when your program and the kids play well, and it's not like I'm going around saying I need a job. I'm fine where I am.
When you looked at this thing and you looked at what they're trying to do and suggestions you gave them and ideas they might have had, I don't know if they're the only school in the Pac-10 that does not play baseball, but they're in the same state with a team that's just won two in a row in Oregon State. Do you think they've got a solid plan? Do you think they're fully committed? I know you mentioned Phil Knight of Nike, who went to the school, is very involved financially and supportive.
Yeah, I think they're fully ready to compete at the national level, or at least the want to anyway, Joe. I think they are the only school that doesn't have baseball, and Oregon State, obviously, I got to believe it's a motivator. I mean, when you got a so-called Nike school that puts a lot of money into football and basketball, as Oregon does, then I think they see baseball as being the one thing that's left out. And with the opportunity to build a new facility and about three or four different sites and knowing maybe where to recruit and how to get started that way and how to spend their scholarship money when you're trying to build a team from scratch, those are the things that they asked me quite a bit about. And, I just gave them the best advice that I had.
They talked to you about a program, but let's talk about your program. I contend that what drives you these days, especially the way last season ended for you, is what I call unfinished business. You guys had a great opportunity in front of you. You let it slip through your fingers, and now I think you're even more committed after you've gotten over – I don't know if you've gotten over the disappointment, but at least you're even more committed to get back to the big dance, get to the big dance with this program.
Well, that's certainly the case. I mean, you don't forget games like the last one that we lost. I mean, those things stay on your mind forever. And, emotionally, like a week after that, it's tough to get over. It's a separate pain. It's not like, it's not living and dying, but from a sports aspect, it's got its own separate pain, and that's something that you don't get over. But I think with most of the team coming back, I would like to think, Joe, that just based on my experiences back at Clemson, when the same thing happened there the first year when we were ranked number one for so long and got knocked out of our own regional, it just gave the kids a taste to the point where they said, okay, we feel it now. Now we know it's there. And it's been a long time coming, really, to get the kids to feel like winners. And we did achieve that, I think, in the year 2004, in the second year. But to kind of get there every year, it's taken a while, a lot of hard work. And I think we're at that point right now. We got some kids coming back with something to prove.
Tim Corbin joining us here on the Press Box Wednesday edition. Bill King and Joe Biddle. Coach, do Vandy fans have any reason to believe or hope that a certain 6'7 left-handed pitcher who throws at about 100 might be returning? Any prayer there?
No, I mean, I think I just used that line the other day that we have a better chance to see the Beatles get back together, but it's not going to happen. He's, you know, I thought they were close yesterday, and it may be done right now. I think it's just all about maybe a couple things and him signing his name, but, you know, good for him. He's just a wonderful kid. I'll tell you what, I'm going to miss that kid so much, you just don't even know. It's just the camaraderie with you having. The thing I like about him is he texts me 3-4 times a day, and nothing else than just to, you know, to give me some heat every so often. So I love my relationship with him.
Well, he turned, not only did he win every recognizable award in college baseball, but he developed into one of the finest leaders I think I've seen, not only visibly but behind the scenes.
Joe, he's unbelievable. I mean, he's just one of those kids that he did exactly that. He would, you know, he sits in the front of the door, stands in the dugout with his fungo bat in his hand, and he calls it his pimp stick, and just runs to the plate every time someone scores. But that's the visible things that the fans see. But what I see in the locker room is his ability to keep everyone together and keep everyone happy. And he's just an extension of a happy coach is what he is. And I love him for it, and I think that's why he had so much success, because the onus was never on him. It was about winning, and that's a special quality that a lot of the great ones don't have, and I just hope it continues at the big league level.
Talking to Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. Tim, when you look at Gordon Gee leaving kind of suddenly when he turned Ohio State down the first time, changes his mind, goes with Ohio State. He brought David Williams here. They're the ones that were instrumental in changing around the image of the athletic department over there and the structure of the athletic department. How concerned, what kind of vibes are you getting from other coaches about any level of concern now that Gee's gone and who this next chancellor will be and what they will bring to athletics?
That was certainly a concern of mine when it happened, and it probably had something to do with even listening to Oregon even more. I think that and the fact that I was concerned that David Williams might go with him, because I knew that if David went with him, then that basically were the two supporters of my program emotionally and from a monetary standpoint as well. So that would have concerned me in a big way. But I think now that they've moved in a direction of trying to hire a chancellor, that they've got the right people in place to help, and I feel a whole lot better that, you know, the John Ingrams and the Mr. Halls of the world are involved with this, because they're very involved in athletics and want Vanderbilt to continue on this northward progress that they've made over the past couple of years.
Hey, Coach, busy time, a little media frenzy going on, but it'll settle down. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
I appreciate you having me, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tim.
Appreciate it. Tim Corbin.